AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, in a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library in California, issues a warning to Russia about its involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy.
Carter adding,
make no mistake, the United States will defend our interests and our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us all.
Millions of people, including Aung San Suu Kyi, are casting ballots for the first time in their lives in a general election being held in Myanmar. European Union election observer Alexander Graf Lambsdorff says the balloting appears to be going well.
So far, what we are observing is a procedure that looks as if it is rather reliable. It is not free of flaws or shortcomings, but we didn't expect that.
While 90 parties are involved in the elections, the main fight is between Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party and the ruling Union Solidarity Development Party, made up largely of former members of the military junta. The Egyptian head of an international group investigating last Saturday's crash of a Russian airliner in the Sinai says that they have been able to download the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the plane. Ayman El-Mukhtadem says that with parts of the plane scattered across a wide area shows that it broke up at high altitude.
The initial observation of the aircraft wreckage does not yet allow for identifying the origin of the in-flight breakup.
224 people were killed when the plane crashed. Israeli police say a Palestinian man has been shot dead after ramming his vehicle into a group of Israelis alongside a West Bank road, injuring three of them. Since mid-September, 11 Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks. 72 Palestinians have been killed by Israelis. This is AP Radio News. It may be a while before authorities figure out how much ethanol spilled into the Mississippi River from five BNSF railway tanker cars that derailed yesterday in western Wisconsin, and what's needed to clean it up. AP correspondent Jeff Bannon.
A chief sheriff's deputy with Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says heavy equipment is being brought into the scene, and once the cars are removed, authorities will be able to assess the damage.
A prosecutor wants a judge to seal the mental health records of Adacia Chambers, the woman charged with driving a car into the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade. Ken Miller reports prosecution criticizing the defense for attaching a psychologist's report to a motion that was filed.
District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas is accusing the defense attorney of trying to prejudice a potential jury pool by talking about Ms. Chambers' health issues.
Chambers is charged with four counts of second-degree murder. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.